Hi, this is Bill Meyer. Thanks for checking out this podcast from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. There are many more podcasts for this and all of our other faith radio shows available online. Our web address is myfaithradio.com. And thanks for your gifts to this listener-supported ministry. Enjoy the podcast. Good morning. 8 minutes past the hour. It's the Faith Radio Network. He's a former homosexual who made the decision to pursue God and leave the gay lifestyle. And he joins us to share his story and also to help us learn how we can reach out to gays and lesbians with truth and grace. He's Christopher Yuan. He is the author of Out of a Far Country, A Gay Son's Journey to God, A Broken Mother's Search for Hope. Good morning, Christopher, and welcome to Faith Radio.
Good morning, Dr. Meyer. Good to be on with you guys.
Before we get into your own story, let me ask you, given your background, how did you react when you heard about the terrorist attack on the gay nightclub last Sunday?
Well, I mean, obviously, I think with the rest of the country, I was just shocked and horrified. And, you know, without getting into any of the other issues that we see swirling around, you know, among the presidential candidates, I just grieved. It was, anytime there's such a great loss of life like that, it didn't really matter in my mind who specifically it was, just the loss of life. And really thinking about and hearing about the stories of parents who waited for hours and, you know, over a day just to find out if their son or daughter was still alive just broke my heart. And even to think about the possibility of some parents who maybe learned just in one day, not only was their child gay, but their child now was dead. That just broke my heart to think about that. And I think as Christians, we need to, I think, first grieve, pray for the families. And what I believe is that we need to recognize and be, you know, remember how short life is and how urgent is our message of life in Jesus Christ.
Well, that's so well said. What are some practical ways, Christopher, that evangelical Christians can maybe do a better job of reaching out with compassion and concern to those in the gay community?
Well, I think there's kind of a broad spectrum in the way that people respond when they think about the topic of homosexuality or people in the LGBT community. I think on one side of the spectrum, we might have people who are still, this is the topic of homosexuality is something that's a little bit foreign to them and a little bit maybe strange or brings up thoughts of, it makes them uncomfortable, or even they say it makes them kind of grossed out to the point where they really look down upon just people just for the fact of that they might have same-sex attractions. I'm actually in Colorado and speaking to a bunch of kids, and I heard a story of a kid who is in college now. He had a very good friend that he went to high school with. They grew up in church together. They're from the South, I think around the Bible Belt area. And this, you know, sounded like a really good kid. His friend, he said, came out. His parents responded in a very, very negative way. And they were Christians to the point where even the father punched him in the face.
Oh, no.
You know, and so that's, you know, an extreme version. I was shocked to hear that still happened. You know, I imagine, you know, years ago that might happen. But the reality is we need to recognize that even though it might not be physical, but our words can sometimes feel like a hit in the stomach to our kids. So I would say be very careful in the way that we talk with our kids when they share something as personal as their sexual attractions to you as a parent or you know, to you, the listener as a parent. Just listen. Don't jump to conclusions. I think even for this kid, they weren't even acting out on their feelings, but it was misunderstood. And I can understand sometimes children aren't the best at explaining what they mean. And so therefore, as parents, I think we need to ask, tell me more. tell me about this journey. And then most importantly, ask, how does your faith fit into this? I think that probably in my mind is the most important question. But do a good job of just listening first before jumping to conclusions. And I would say at the end of all of that, regardless of whether they say they're going to begin pursuing same-sex relationships or not, I think first and foremost you need to say, I love you. Mm-hmm. I love you no matter what. God loves us no matter what. And I would actually leave it at that for now. I wouldn't go into the but. As I think sometimes I know people that they will say, I love you, but. And unfortunately, what happens is kids, all they hear is what follows after the but. Mm-hmm. I think that maybe the day after or a few days after, you can talk about what you would say the but afterward. But for that moment, the child took a lot of courage to open up and share. In my doctoral research, I looked at why – one of the questions that I looked at was why kids who are same-sex attracted or identify as LGB did not open up. And one of the main reasons was fear, fear that relationships would change, fear that they would lose their relationships. So I think those are things that would be helpful, especially for parents.
And, of course, your own personal story, you experienced somewhat of that, and we're going to get into Christopher's story here in just a bit on the Faith Radio Network. His book, once again, is called Out of a Far Country, A Gay Son's Journey to God, A Broken Mother's Search for Hope. We'll take a quick break and be right back here at Faith Radio.
Real hope for everyday life. Faith 90.7 and AM 900.
Welcome back. 16 past the hour at Faith Radio. He's an author, a speaker. He teaches at Moody Bible Institute. His name is Christopher Yuan. He's the author of Out of a Far Country, A Gay Son's Journey to God, A Broken Mother's Search for Hope. Christopher, before the break, we were talking about what often happens when a gay individual, a young person, comes out to their mom or dad and the reaction, which is oftentimes not at all positive. And I'm curious, in your own journey, what happened when you, first of all, when did you disclose to your parents that you were struggling with same-sex attraction, and how did they react?
Well, I actually began, the first time that I really realized that I had these temptations and these feelings was when I was not a Christian. My whole family, we weren't Christian. I was unfortunately exposed to pornography. I don't see that as causative, but it's definitely I would call a catalyst and something that kids at 9 should not be exposed to. But that was the first time that I recognized that I had those attractions. I didn't tell anyone. I kept it hidden. 16 years old was when I had my first encounter. My mother actually found out of that situation. And we went through some secular counseling, thought I was kind of fixed. And my mother was just really hoping that phase would be gone. Well, I still had these temptations, attractions. I finally came out when I moved from Chicago to Louisville, Kentucky. I was pursuing my doctorate in dentistry. I came out while in my first year there in Louisville, and I went home and declared, in a sense, told my parents that I was gay. Kind of through that, my mother initially responded in a pretty negative way. She gave me an ultimatum. She told me I needed to choose the family or choose that. She couldn't even say the words. And I was living the narrative that the world was telling me, this is who you are. You can't change. And in my mind, that was true. That's this. I cannot change. This is not. I can't. I never chose these feelings. And so there's a bit of there is truth to that. No one chooses the temptations that they face. Of course, as Christians, we, with the worldview that we live, we realize the difference between our temptations and our actions, and we do choose whether we act upon our temptations. But as an unbeliever, not having that Christian worldview, I didn't have that full understanding of that. So what I felt and what I did was who I was. And I think that's a key aspect that many of our listeners might not be understanding. And as Christians don't understand that as we often pursue this, we approach this strictly as behavior as we interact with our LGB loved ones or friends, which it is. But when they don't have, you know, this the understanding of biblical framework, they do not see this as behavior, but they see this as who they are. And if we can engage them on that topic about who are we, I mean, that's a question that we must all ask ourselves. Who are we? Is my identity based upon simply what I feel? And they could be strong feelings, strong desires. Or are they based upon what I do? Or are they based upon something greater? Which, as Christians, we have an answer for that. We have an answer, and that answer is we are created in the image of God, but that image has been distorted by sin. And that's why I say that I really believe that we cannot understand human sexuality apart from understanding biblical anthropology first. Mm. So my parents, you know, they reached out, or they didn't reach out. They actually, in my mind, kicked me out of the home. My mother was devastated when I left home, you know, and you know, interesting, in our book, we intentionally wrote it from our own first-person voice. My mother wrote chapter one, I wrote chapter two, she wrote chapter three, because we wanted to tell the reader from our own voice how you can have the same situation, for example, the situation of me coming out to my parents, but told from two totally different perspectives. My perspective was I was kicked out of the house. My mother's perspective was I just rejected and left the home. But through that crisis, amazingly, so amazing how God in his sovereignty and his loving kindness saved my mother, brought her to faith through a little pamphlet that she got from a minister. And amazingly, again, remember, my mother was not a Christian. She was anything but a Christian. And she read this pamphlet, which shared with her the gospel, the good news that we're all sinners. And she realized that if God, her creator, could love her in spite of her sin, she could love my son. So she did a 180 in her response and realized that she had responded in the wrong way, you know, and that's why it's for me when I hear stories about, you know, Christians who will, parents who respond in, you know, negative way, I actually had the very opposite experience. My parents respond in a very negative way as unbelievers, and it wasn't until they became Christians that they really responded in what I believe as a true gospel response to their gay son.
That is beautiful. How did you come to faith in Christ, Christopher?
Well, you know, so even though they responded really well, and then in one day, my mother drove down to Louisville or took a train down to Louisville, initially expecting to end her life because of everything that was going on. My parents' marriage was a disaster. They're about to get a divorce. But it was on this train that my mother began reading this tract. And so she realized that not only was she not going to end her life, but God gave her life. So in Louisville, she came down. She was already on her way. So she decided to say hi to me and say that she loved me no matter what. And I just thought she had just kind of blew a gasket, you know. I was like, what are you doing here? You don't have to drive all the way. I could come all the way down, take a train all the way down just to say that. And honestly, I wanted them out of my life so I could live my own life on my own terms. And I tried to make that a reality. I really did my best to push them out of my life. God kept pursuing me. They kept pursuing me. Unfortunately, I got involved in drugs, and was promiscuous and I want to be clear, not all gays and lesbians do drugs or promiscuous. Some do, but that is part of my narrative. And I began doing drugs, began selling drugs while I was pursuing a doctorate in dentistry. Eventually, I got kicked out of dental school, moved to Atlanta, Georgia. I kept selling drugs, actually began supplying drugs. I got arrested, and it was in prison that God, I mean, when you're at rock bottom, I also found out that I was HIV positive, and that couldn't have been any deeper or darker news for me. But I really believe that oftentimes God uses our brokenness, our rock bottom, to his glory, for his glory, and to bring us to himself, which he did in my mother's situation, in my own situation. And I found a Bible in the trash can of all things, began reading it. God began to renew my mind through his word. And it was in prison. I was supposed to get 10 years to life for all the amount of drugs that they charged me with. I ended up getting sentenced to 6. that was miraculously shortened to 3. And in the 3 years that I served in federal prison, which in federal prison you have to do 85% of your time, God used that time as a private retreat, in a sense, for me to spend time in His Word. I mean, initially there was no other book for me to read, so I read the Bible. And, you know, as we know, the Bible is sharper than any double-edged sword, and it began to cut through this hard, hard, rebellious heart. And I began to see that ultimately that I had put my identity in the wrong thing. You know, I tell people, you know, that my identity is not gay, is not ex-gay, is not even heterosexual for that matter. But ultimately, my identity as a child of God has to be in Jesus Christ alone. So that was really powerful for me and really freeing for me. And even as I began to read and study God's Word, I realized that I had even, you know, bought into kind of this misunderstanding of what my goal needed to be. That I had thought my goal, as all Christians, was to pursue, you know, heterosexuality, you know, that category. But really, my goal needed to be holiness. As God says, be holy, for I am holy. So the opposite of homosexuality isn't heterosexuality. That isn't the goal. But the opposite of homosexuality is holiness. As a matter of fact, the opposite of any sin struggle is holiness.
Something every one of us can identify with, Christopher, regardless of what our temptation or our sin maybe. Christopher, thank you so much for your time. I wish we had more time, but I want to recommend your book. It's called Out of a Far Country, A Gay Son's Journey to God. Thanks for your time this morning, Christopher. May God bless you, especially in your work there in Colorado, speaking to young people about your life story.
Thanks so much. Good to be on with you, Bill.
26 past the hour. This is Faith Radio. Thanks for listening to this podcast from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. If you'd like more information about this show, you can visit our program page at myfaithradio.com.